This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Without getting into technical terminology, we could note first that there are those who view the future in a predetermined way. That is, all events in the future are predetermined. Then a second view or middle view might be held by those who believe some events are predetermined while others are open to contingencies. And still a third view could be that nothing is predetermined, that everything is open. That last view seems to be the hardest to line up with the scriptures. But for the one who views everything as predetermined, the issue with that view is that prayer then becomes a ritual, a ceremony, that in reality doesn't, in point of fact, produce any real, tangible results. How could it if everything has already been decided? So under this model, the one who prays does so because he or she is commanded to do so by the scriptures. The belief is present, however, that the prayer really, at the end of the day, doesn't produce any effects on the world because, after all, God has already decided all matters.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.